water's one of those things that is just can be pretty complicated, you know. And it's something that you're putting into your body, so you have to safeguard against that. And I think I've done a pretty good job. If you go to the CDC website, they have a pretty good program on sterilizing on their emergency plan on how to sterilize bulk water and how to treat it and so on and so forth. And that's actually where I got the information from, the CDC website, which is pretty useful as far as emergency response. I mean, they just put it out there, you know. I mean, they don't hold much back on what to do and how to be prepared and how to, you know, especially water. Like I said, that's one of those things that's pretty complex, but they do a really good job with it. But so I have a skylight on the add-on I put here. It's just, I don't know, it's about nine feet wide and 16 feet long. So I put a skylight in the ceiling, because Anna likes to look at the moon and the stars at night. And the moon is, I think it's just about full tonight, so the cabin's lit up pretty good, because it faces the moon when it's in its apogee or perigee, whichever word that is. But at any rate, it sure is pretty tonight. It's, you know, enjoyable to be up here. KO4NUE, KK4JBQ.
You tell me, Chad, when we've talked long enough that you're getting sleepy. You need your rest. Life is a stressful thing. Well, so I'm thinking about it. So the skylight is like in your bedroom, and she can look up at night and see the stars. That's kind of cool. And it'd also be really cool to wake up with the sun every morning. You know, as the sun rises, I sleep in a sunroom sometimes, and it's hard to fall asleep. Let's say it's the middle of the afternoon, you know, and I'm really tired, and I want to take a nap, and I'm entitled to do that if I want to. So I sit down in my recliner, and I close my eyes, and I'm in the sunroom. I can close my eyes, but I can't go to sleep, you know. It takes darkness, you know, it should, I guess. KK4JBQ.
Touch, she wanted, it's not a bedroom. This is all one big room. There's no separate rooms. It's just one space. It's literally a one-room cabin. I just, you know, don't really have a kitchen. It's a countertop with a stove on it. If you want to call that a kitchen, then I guess it's a kitchen. But in the sleeping area, she wanted a skylight put in, so I had some, I don't know, some clear material, some kind of glass or something. There's a name for it. That's what I'm struggling with. Well, I had a piece of it, so I just incorporated that into the roof. So she could see the stars and the moon. I mean, she likes a lot of light. And I'm the opposite. I'd come in here and close the doors and just be pitch black, and I'd be happy. But she's she's not like that, so I just built the thing the way she wanted it. It's going to be a lot happier if you do it that way. So I got a skylight that's in the sleeping area. And it is interesting when the sun comes up, because coincidentally, let me let this drop. Uncle Claude built the place in the, I don't know, 70s, 80s, something like that, for the church. Where he put it, he put it along the side of the road, so the ladies wouldn't have to baptism, they'd have a place to, use the restroom. Well, it just happens the direction that he put the roof line is perfect for solar noon, and that allowed me to line my panels up with the solar noon cycle. But they were installed to take advantage of solar noon, in other words. But I've never gotten to that point, because it takes about 50 minutes to get me back up on a sunny day. Now if it's overcast, it takes a couple of hours to get things back up. But I've never really struggled. There was one time I got close to my dropout voltage, but never really had a concern with it. First year or so, I was careful. But after I learned the system, I figured out I did all my math right. I've had first problem with it. It's just great. KO4NUE, KK4JBQ.
Sounds like you've got a good plan going on there, and you tweak it to do the things that are necessary to do. I was listening to you explaining the computer and that it is plugged into household current, 120 volts. But the brick that is between the charger input on the computer and the outlet with 120 volts is another. It's a transformer. It's an inverter. They're all different voltages. I know that one of the Dell laptops that I have is like 18 volts. A Hewlett Packard that Donna uses is like 14 volts. They're all custom, But volts is volts. As long as the source is has available amperage necessary to charge the computer, you wouldn't have to use an inverter. And there is a lot of waste. You're absolutely right. I mean, that's absolutely right. Many of these, these generators, the gasoline-powered generators used at fuel day, for instance, have inverters. So it's taking a small voltage and high amperage and making a large voltage and lower amperage. There's that trade-off. It's math, of course. But then if that brings everything in line for 120 volts, household current, and you plug another inverter into that to charge your laptop at field day, you're wasting, you know, you transform it one way and then you transform it back the other way. It is an item I've read a good bit about in the after action reports that people file, especially after field day, and the power generation, and that's been a big deal. You know, I'm quite interested in that. The recent changeover, well, recent is, you know, 10 years ago anyway, everyone started to change over from Molex plugs to power poles. And it's been a very good thing, because if my equipment runs on power poles and yours does too, we can share the, you know, whatever it plugs into for power. So field day is a good proving ground. Have you activated on a field day somewhere?
Not really interested in that. I mean, I would do it just to try it, but I know what my system. I mean, I'm on radio right now with no, you know, no commercial power. I'm pulling right off of the grid from what I've stored. So I know what my system will do, and I know what I can and can't do, and I'm comfortable with it. I've had it long enough, and you know, you can imagine the conversation when Duke Power calls, and they usually call a year, every year or something, wanting you to, you know, would you consider, you know, we've got these companies that they'll come in and put a solar grid, and you know, you can you know, we'll buy energy back from you. And you know, knowing how solar works since I've built this grid here, you could just imagine the conversation that, I mean, I give them a hard time, and they have some lady that will call that's reading from a script and doesn't know the difference between a volt and an amp, and she's, you know, trying to get me to get one of these companies to, you know, put a grid up at the house, and we'll buy it back from you. And boy, you should hear my speech. I have them so confused. And Hannah just sits there and shakes her head and, you know, just laughs. But it's a funny conversation. KO4NUE KK4JBQ.
An interesting conversation too, especially when you get down into the weeds. When you really, if you're talking to someone who knows what you're talking about, and not just a salesperson. I know. I used to. A lot of my working life was done behind a retail counter, and I was supposed to know what I'm selling. And I did, but a lot of people I worked with didn't. They were pushing the edge of just having a good time at work and actually serving the customer with knowledge that everybody profits. You get the paycheck, yes, but your employer is entitled to, you know, their profit also. And it all depends on the customer being satisfied. It all depends on that. Your job, the company's general financial health, everything depends on how well you are at the point of sale. I spent a lot of years, decades, behind a retail counter. And I knew my stuff. I knew I had to. But some did not, you know, and didn't care. that, as I remember my working life now in retirement, I can reflect. And the most irritating thing was people who were there and should not have been. They should not have been there. They made everybody's work harder. If you were alongside of some folks, and they were just there to have a donut. I mean, really. Show up for work and play the rest of the day. I have worked with people like that. And I have no use for them. And I know you're not that way. That's why I can be so clear about it. Yeah. Well, it is different if you're selling a camera or an office desk or a diamond ring. And I've sold all these things from one time or another. It's different. Your clientele is going to be different. And I learned a great deal about humanity working in retail. KK4JBQ.
I get it. So I see what you're saying. But this conversation usually starts off with, you know, we'll buy the energy back from you, and it's just, you know, so my first question is, you know, I start having fun with them and just say, hey, well, you know, well, you gonna pay me the same price for my energy that you charge me that I use from you? Well, no, we can't do that. You know, it's at a, you know, prorated amount. And I just tell them my little speech is that, you know, if you're selling me an apple for 25 cents and I don't eat that apple, or if I produce, my apple tree produces two more apples and I sell the same apple back to you, you're only going to pay me 5 cents for my apple. Why is my apple any different than yours? And that gets them so bum-fuzzled, they don't know what to say. Well, you know, it's just the way you do things. You know, let's get a grid tie collector put in, blah, blah, blah. And I just tell them, you're not putting anything in my house until you, if I'm paying you 25 cents for an apple, and I give you that apple back so you can sell it to somebody else, you gonna give me 25 cents for my apple, or you not gonna get my apple? And they don't know what to say. I mean, it blows their mind. I had one tell me one time, why are we talking about apples? We're talking about energy. And I just tell her, you talking about a kilowatt hour. You can call it what you want. You're going to use my energy that I spend my money on to collect, and you're going to sell it back to another customer, but you ain't going to pay me a fraction of what it is that you charge me for. And I just tell them, no, I'm not going to do it. I'll just store my own energy and then use that energy in place of what I buy from you. And they just blows their mind. They're like, well, you're not saving anything. And I just tell them, I am saving something, because I'm not using your 25-cent apple. And if I'm not using 25 cents, I'm saving 25 cents. And it gets them so frustrated, Larry, they don't know what to say. They just don't call anymore. I'm sure I'm flagged, somehow blacklisted or something. But, I mean, I don't get rude with them, but I just tell them. KO4NUE, KK4JBQ.
Well, there's differences that they incur in generating energy differences from you. And yours is a very simplified short trip. Let's face it, it's a short trip from the rooftop or wherever you have your panels to the storage batteries, if that's how you're storing power for later use when the sun isn't shining or it's nighttime or whatever. That's a short trip. A lot of their costs are in establishing distribution and maintaining the distribution of power. And I remember having a conversation with my brother once. It was one of the few conversations I remember with any kind thoughts. And he was explaining to me something I didn't know and that would benefit me later. I knew that, so I listened. He was telling me what it was like. He was, he had his own company. He was a sole proprietor, and he was getting too much work. So he had to hire an employee. And he was saying, you can't believe what it's like to hire just that one person. You have to set up everything. If you have one person or 10 people, you have to set up the same kind of accounting system, keeping track of the hours that they work, the same kind of accountancy. You got to keep the books differently. I didn't have to keep books when it was just me. And now I have to keep books, and I have to have records to show the wage and hour division to show that I'm doing right by my employees. Well, yeah, so I wasn't aware. And so it is complicated in having any business to do the business. I don't know how much. It could be as much as 30% of anything you might call profit, what looks like just profit. It might take 30 cents to operate. And you, as I say, you have a short trip from power generation to power storage to power distribution. Everything's a short trip. And that's the sweetest thing. You know, it was, if you've read anything about Nikola Tesla, his idea was that, and he was close to perfecting it. It is possible to do this, not in my mind, but it was in his. And he was, at the end of his life, he was working at making it possible that everybody should have a power generation in their own home, a power plant in their own home. We've almost done that with solar, haven't we? It's just that voltages are different. And you come across that when you have a motor home too. Voltages are different, and appliances are not made to take advantage of lower voltages and higher end. Timed out. KK4 JBQ.
Here, I think we're probably getting close to midnight, so just be advised the repeater's going to probably get us too. But at any rate, I know they've got some additional expenses, a lot actually. I get that. But I'm still... I'm not going to do it. When you pay me the same amount you're charging for my power, you know, it just makes me feel cheap. And I won't do it. I'm not going to do it. So, they don't like it when you tell them that, but, or they want to argue or this, that, and the other. And let me tell you the other thing, too. So the other day I got this telephone call, this recording that says you have a, a federal felony charge against you for not paying your federal taxes. you can call this number, and we'll have a law enforcement officer that will, you know, help settle your failure to pay your income taxes over the phone. So, I don't know, I got three or four of those things. And it just makes me so mad that, you know, there's people out there that will try to scam hardworking people out of their money. And, you know, just lazy bums. Let me let this thing drop. It's a number back. And, you know, got this not clearly English-speaking person that was, oh, yes, mister, I couldn't even pronounce my name, Chad. And goodness gracious, you should hear him try to say Hightower. Oh, my word. It's horrible. Anyway, I just said, oh, yeah, I don't want to get in trouble with, you know, I don't want to have a felony charge against me for not paying taxes. You know, who do I need to talk to straighten this out? Oh, wait, you know, let me speak with the law enforcement and see if we can work something out over the phone. You know, and you know where this is going. And, man, when they transfer that call, oh, my goodness. I just don't, you send the sheriff out to my house. Matter of fact, Chris was with me one time when they called. He just looked at me like, man, you all right? And I just said, yeah, I'm good. But I just, you know, I just let them have it. I mean, maybe I shouldn't do that, but I'm not going to listen to that garbage. I ain't going to do it. And I figure the longer I keep them on the phone wasting their time, then that's, you know, 2 or 3 minutes they're not hassling somebody else, trying to hassle them out of scam out of money. And I don't know, I can't tolerate things like that. That's my whatever you want to call it. I can't stand it. KO4NUE, KK4JBQ.
Understand what you mean. I have long wished that at some point in history, in the history of the telephone, it should have become a switch on the phone. That if some call comes through like that, you can just flip that switch and a 5,000 volt charge goes through the wire and lands in that guy's ear, frying him. You know, just fry him. Instant judgment. And that's not a reality, but that's how I feel about it. I just want instant judgment. Donna does not understand how aggravated I get with people who take advantage of the phone that I pay for to communicate what I need to communicate. I don't want to be sold anything by anybody. Bona fide or scam, I don't want to be sold anything over the phone. It's tempting, of course. The phone is convenient, and it's a published number. At least the landline was. I get very few calls on the cell phone because I make very few calls on the cell phone. It's not widely known. I have a phone bill that you would not believe. It's not believed by many. When we go to renew our contract with whoever the service provider might have been, it's been different people over the years. They take a look at my usage and they wonder, well, no, we can't sell you up. You're not using the services we provide even now. I says, yeah, I have it when I need it. I've always considered a mobile phone as a mobile convenience. I'm not on it all the time. I don't I don't use it a lot. And it's not how the general public has come to think of them. I understand that. But I like my privacy. And I like to be... We do still have a landline for a couple of reasons, but it has a caller ID, and it has an answering device, you know. And any call that's not in the phone book that the phone keeps, I just let it ring. If it announces also, it has a voice, and it announces who is calling. So I go to the phone and pick it up if it's somebody that I know, somebody that's in the phone book, somebody who has a name.
Repeater, time out, exit. Repeater, time out, clear.
If they want to speak to me, whomever it is, they'll leave a message. You know, and I'll call back if I want to. KK4JBQ.
I know exactly what you mean. That's just absolutely frustrating. I just, you know, and I don't mess with them. I just tell them the way it is. And, you know, and I'll just tell them, you know, usually it's a lady, and I'll just tell her, hey, look, please don't take this personally. I'm sure you're a wonderful person, but, and it just, boy, I just let it go. And it gets them so tore up sometimes. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, on a phone I'm paying for now. And that's just really frustrating when I have to get up and walk across the house to find my phone and come find out it's a spam call. Oh, that just makes me so mad. But anyway. Well, Larry, I'm going to have to go QST on you. I got a big day tomorrow, and I feel like I can probably get a little bit of rest. But I'm gonna clear on out after your final. I enjoyed the queue so more than you know, and I appreciate you hanging around. But this is KO4NUE, and talking with KK4JBQ. I will be clear on your final, but.
Sound like you're about ready to check your eyes for pinholes, as Gary says. Take good care. Have a good day tomorrow. And do let Chris know that there's a lot of people thinking of him. We can't relieve him from sorrow or grief, but we can share it. Get yourself some good rest. 7-3. KK4JBQ. I'm clear.
I'm at it. KC4MFK. I'll be clear with you too, ma'am. Y'all have a wonderful night. KO4NUE. I'm out.